720 WGN, typically high atop Chicago Skyline Studio, but here at the epicenter of patriotic football celebration, K-State, always a place if you want to see great football. But now you have the Army team in town, bringing America's team to it and bringing it all together right here. It is Rocking K's. We got Cameron and Macy. Guys, well, welcome to your own party.
Yes, we've had a really good day today. The weather's been great. Lots of people came. Lots of drinks were served. We've had fun.
We like to be busy. We have great customers, great regulars that come in. We just have a really good time on busy game days.
I know that the games are always well attended. K-State, obviously, one of those premier programs. When you have a team that comes in that brings not only their own fan base, but kind of America's fan base with the Army team. Macy, talk a little bit about how it maybe is a little different.
Honestly, it's a really good crowd all the way around. We get a little bit more when the Army comes in. Great people. We just have a lot of fun with it all the way around.
When it comes to great places, there's, you got Aggieville down there, a lot of locations. Nobody could be better located than you guys here at Rocking K's. Cameron, talk about just the environment, right? It's a sports bar, but you're here, you know, 24/7 for the fans.
We are huge on game days, basketball, football, really anything, because we're in such a good location. So we get super busy. We love to have good specials and a good time. Staff's amazing. Yeah, we have a great time here. And especially for this game, Fort Riley being, you know, not far away at all, we're super, super pumped for this one.
Recognized for Fort Riley. You think about kind of spirits. The home team tequila for K-State is El Bandito Yankee, right? The great alum Jim Bob Morris here, one of the co-founders for, and El Bandito Yankee is the official tequila of West Point and their class of 2025. So it's kind of convergence, not only on the school side, but the celebration side. Talk a little bit about El Bandito Yankee.
Yeah, we've had El Bandito here for a minute now. We've done a lot of fun stuff with them, and people really seem to love it. We have a lot of fun cocktails that we make with it, and it's a big part of Rockin' K's since he is such a huge part of K-State.
When it comes to celebrations like this and the game, talk about what you're doing here, the staff, and how you guys support. So when other games are coming in, I know there's going to be a big schedule. It's always going to be packed here at Rockin' K's.
Yeah, so right now we're doing a tailgate, and we do a lot, like we do a lot of these. We get the band in here so a lot of people can come enjoy that, and it's a great time.
Smoke's going to clear on this one, and then you guys are going to be off to the next thing. The party never stops here at Rockin' K's. Any things you're looking forward to in the next, I don't know, maybe this fall, or things are going to be exciting, people should definitely keep on their calendars?
Football is our biggest season of the year. We always have tailgates. It seems like every home game we have. And we do also do live music on the patio. We have nothing planned at the moment, but once we get through these crazy games, we will also have music on the patio, and it's a good time.
Macy, other than the drinks and, of course, El Bandito Yankee, food-wise, right? People come and have some food along with the beverages?
Yeah, we have quite a few popular menu items. They're really good. You can't get them anywhere else. We love them. The customers love them, and they just serve great.
Rockin' K's. It is the place to be. Guys, thanks so much for what you're doing for America. And thanks for breaking out the Bandito and being on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You guys have a good one.